It'll be really exciting. Okay, we're now in the Rambam, the Laws of Shcheinim, Perches Halach Aleph, Chapter 8, Law 1. We're going to talk about ledges, ladders, gutters, walls, and beams. Where was I a month ago? Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I hear you. Well,
it's just alleged.
One thing's for sure, no one's ever been hurt while sitting in the Rambam class.
Unless you do a demonstration.
You know, no one's been hurt.
That's this is my kind of handyman.
Okay, let's begin. Again, the same thing we learned in the last parak, where there's certain things where the intruder is not allowed to do it, but if the person lets him do it, then he gets an immediate chazaka, and all this get immediate chazaka. Now he has certain rights that he gets to keep, and we see that things go both ways as well. So that's what we're going to start. We're starting with a ledge. Hamevakesh lahotzi, let's say you have a guy has his house here, and the other, Reuven, has his house here, and Shimon has his courtyard here, and there's a window here already, and Reuven decides to stick a protrusion from his house to go into the airspace over Shimon's property. We're going to call that a ledge. Hamevakesh lahotzi ziz mikoslo. If the fellow Reuven wants to build out a ledge, let's say a ledge from his window or whatever, from the wall, alavir chatzer chaver, and it's over the airspace of the chatzer of Shimon, koshu any amount, even less than a tefach, wide, even less than a tefach, bal hechatzer ma'akevelov, the owner of the courtyard can stop him. He said, I don't want your little thing sticking out in the air. Now you're going to say, well, why not? Because maybe I want to build something there. You know, I might want to build something. It's in my chatzer. It's protruding into my chatzer. The ledge, even if it's a ledge, it could be any kind of ledge. It doesn't have to be with a window. But the ledge at the bottom of the window. Let's say I want to build something right up to your window. It's in my property. But now your ledge is going to be in the way. Right? You follow what's going on over here? Let's look like this. Here's the chatzer of Shimon. Here's the wall of Reuven's house. Yeah? Now look what Reuven wants to do. Look at this. Look at this guy. Ho ho! Look. He just stuck a ledge out like that. He just stuck a ledge out like that. Maybe he wants to hang laundry or something there. And now the laundry, you know, hangs all the way down like here. And guess what? Reuven wants to make a shed. And on his property here, and he wants the shed to be this. Bang, the ledge is in the way. You with me? Yeah. Shimon's allowed to build whatever he wants here, as long as there's no windows that he's blocking, whatever. And now you stuck this ledge right out, and I wanted to put obviously my shed right up next to this guy's house, because I wanted in the far corner way, and bam, your ledge is getting in the way. So Shimon can definitely protest and says, get your ledge out of here. Okay? All right, so now,
Bao just said, I don't want it.
He doesn't want it. Do you think
he doesn't have to be building something? He could just say, I don't want it.
Why does it build it now? Because if I let you keep it there, then you're going to have a chazak and I'm going to get stuck.
Okay.
So, you cannot, Bao hechotzer ma'akevalov. The owner of the chotzer can say, I don't want you sticking a ledge in my yard space. Now, there's another reason why. Shere maziko bore'iyah. It will cause more hezek ria. Why? Because the guy's got a ledge. So what are you going to do with the ledge? Well, you're going to hang your laundry out, right? So you're going to stick your hand over the window and going to lean over and put it on the ledge to hang the laundry out. When you're doing that, usually when you're sticking your hand or head out of a window, you should see what you're doing. It's like helpful because you could fall, right? Now, when you stick your head and now you're looking down and this kind of stuff, now you're going to be peeking into my property or whatever because you put that ledge in, and if you don't peek, you might fall. And I'm sure you don't want to. And the guy says, well, no, I'll just put the laundry and I'm not going to look. Well, you're crazy. You know, you got what? So the Rambam, there is also hezek ria issues by this. And there will also be, we'll see, that he's going to be taking up the space underneath. We'll see, it'll be a problem.
Yeah, causing shade, I was wondering about that.
That's not a problem. That's not the issue. The issue is it when you've got a ledge out there, you're going to be using that ledge. And when you're using that ledge, you have to really be looking very well into the next courtyard so you don't fall. And therefore, that's more hezek ria than just a casual peek out the window, right? Just looking out the window, the window's high, you know, but now you're leaning over, putting clothes, you're looking, and it's, I don't want you doing that. All right? So he can't do it. So he's allowed to say, I don't want you to stick this ledge out. Now, let's say he sticks the ledge out, but Shimon did not protest la'alta right away, Baal Chatzar. Remember, he's got to protest right away because it's immediate damage, as it were. But if he didn't make a protest, Harei Hechzik Baal Aziz, the owner of the ledge, now has a chazaka to keep the ledge over there. And we're going to see how far this is going to go over here. And since he didn't protest immediately, that's the Rambam Shita. This chazaka helps even for Hezekiah or anything. And the guy can't. You should have complained when he had the chance. Now, it depends. The next two halachas will tell us how wide the ledge is, will depend on how much rights he's going to have. Yeah?
So, the example that you did with the book, like, he was at the side.
Well, I just did that because it works.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't do it that way.
If it's a window, doesn't this wall have to be at least 4 amos away from the window if you wanted to build a wall?
Yeah, but it could be underneath the window.
Right, so why could this guy put
the ledge? The ledge is going to hang at the bottom of the window. And I might want to come right up to the window.
So what if he what if he puts a clothesline across the middle of the window from one corner of the window to the other?
Well, that's in his house. But it's not going into my property. How could it hang over if it's in the window? That's outside the window.
It's easy. He puts on one side of the window, he bolts something.
Well, that's called a ledge. That's called a ledge.
It's
not like the pin. The main thing is, Ram is saying, is Hezekiah. When you're creating something out of your house that's going to cause you to keep your head out of your house, you're sticking your head out of the house. Okay. You have more vision into my property. And you know, when you're in your house, you're looking from your window is one thing, but now here's the window, and you're going like this.
Okay, so
I don't want that.
I have my window, and I don't have any ledge, and I stick my head out and look out the window like that and say, wow, what a gorgeous day.
But that's not something that's permanent. Well, maybe, but we can't legislate. We can't legislate that. A guy's entitled to have a window. You shouldn't be peeking. You shouldn't be sticking your head out all day long and looking to see what's going on over there. But you can't legislate. But if you're putting a permanent structure out there, we can legislate against a permanent structure. No, usually people don't stick their heads out. All right? They don't no cause to stick their head out unless it's a peeping Tom. Okay? It wasn't that kind of things. But if you've got a ledge out there and you're hanging clothes from there, then you're making it your business to look out. Generally speaking, people don't look out the window. When's the last time you did it, Shelley? You had a window. You stick your head out the window.
Yeah.
You know, my window. I just look through the window and I said it's a nice day outside. I don't stick my head through the window. Generally, people don't stick their heads through the window, okay? But if you're going to have a clothesline outside the window, you're for sure going to stick your head out the window. And that's
a balcony when you're in an apartment building, you look over. And kind of
if you want to build that balcony, it's a problem. If you didn't have one, and now you want to build one into my courtyard, it's a problem.
But I'm saying if you have it, you lean over. But okay.
These are all issues. Yeah.
What if the ledge, because they want to string an A roof, and he doesn't want it over his property?
It's the same thing. He could do whatever.
So he can't stop them from. They can't force them.
You can't put a ledge there. Period. It was not in our agreement. I'm not mechuyev to make an A roof with you. And the ledge wouldn't help to make an area. You have to put poles and other things. A ledge.
No, but I know they're
you have to put poles, but you're putting it on my property. What are you doing on my property? Get off of my property. Don't put your poles on my property.
I mean, for the common good, they could force it.
Well, you could do what you want, but this is my. First of all, he wouldn't even make an area. This is his house, and this is not his chutzner. Why would this guy put an area in this guy's chutzner? We're not talking about a chutzner where it goes. Anyway. Let's stick to the topic here. Okay, now it depends how wide is the ledge. Hoya haziz tefach. If the ziz, the ledge, was a tefach wide, and that's considered a significant amount, a tefach wide, okay, hechazik, and the guy did not make any protest, and he let it go. Now the guy's got lots of benefits. He now has a chazaka not only to use the ledge, but now he has a chazaka ba'avir, even the airspace below. If it's less than a tefach, he's entitled to the less than the tefach, but not the airspace below, because that's not a chashuv amount. But if once you took a tefach protruding out, and the other guy said nothing and let it go, so now he gets everything that it's a significant amount. Now he gets even the airspace underneath Kenegdo. And now if the owner of the courtyard wants to build something under the ledge, ulavatel tashmisho, and nullify the use. In other words, the guy sticks out a ledge that's a tefach wide. Okay? Now he's got a tefach wide. He can hang clothes that are going to go 2 or 3 feet, a long gown dress. It's going to dry all the way down here. Once the chutzer fellow let him have that protrusion that's a chutzer long, he not only has the ziz there, not a chutzer, a tefach wide, he not only is entitled to that space there, he's entitled to the air space, we'll see how far down, that provides the usage of, because that's what he allowed to have happen. Now I can't come in now and build a shed that comes right to under that ledge, because that nullifies the use of what the ledge was there for, that he developed a chazaka for. All right? And now, once the guy with the ledge has the tefach ledge, and the guy didn't protest, and the guy's hanging clothes over there, whatever, now the guy wants to build a shed, the guy of the ledge can protest and say, you can't build a shed, because I have a chazaka. Just like we had yesterday, with the windows and things like that. But v'imein baziz tefach, what if the ledge did not have a tefach? So that's more of an insignificant amount. So lo hechzik bavir chatzer. Although he has a chazaka to have the ledge out, but he doesn't have the chazaka to use what's the airspace underneath, because it's a very small amount. V'chol eisha yirtza. And whenever the owner of the courtyard wants to do something under the ledge that's so small, if he can build whatever he wants underneath, and can nullify even if the guy is doing some kind of use with that small ledge, and the owner of the ledge cannot protest. So bikitzor, any type of ledge that the owner of the ledge of the house puts out, the owner of the chutzer can't say, I don't want it. You're causing me a hezekria. And if he says immediately, I don't want it, it's out. Get it out. If the ledge is out and he didn't protest immediately and he knew about it, the ledge stays. If the ledge is a tefach wide, not only does the ledge stay, but he has rights to use the area under the airspace under the ledge to a certain amount, which Ram will talk about shortly. If it's less than his tefach, he still has the right to have the ledge out, but he can't have the area space that's underneath that. That's what the Rambam's saying. Now, it goes a little further. The chutzpah, or whatever you want to say, can go on. What if now the ledge, it's a tefach wide, but now it's long? Oh. See, you have a tefach wide, so it's like that wide. It's right. It's coming out of the thing. It's a tefach, but we didn't say how long it was. It's a tefach wide. But now let's say it's going out for quite a bit. So now it says, but now goes 4 tefachim out. So let's say this far out, let's say that's about 4 tefachim. So it's 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim out. And now that's a really intruding into the guy's airspace, and the guy didn't say anything. And didn't make any protestation. So now he's going to get more than that area. Not only does he get a tefach that's gone out 4 tefachim, he gets a square of 4 tefachim total. I mean, even though this is only 1 tefach wide, and it's going 1 tefach wide out 4 tefachim, he now gets 4 tefachim wide together with that, because that's the usage. Since the guy was already willing to give him 4 tefachim sticking out narrowly, but the guy, you know, is entitled for more than that, because that's not enough to get that much done. So he's entitled to even a wider space.
What's the calculation? If it goes out 6, does he get 6?
No, only 4. That's the most. The most wide is 4.
Maybe the guy didn't mind he had a narrow ledge.
Well, that's... He doesn't mind the hezekria. He doesn't mind what it's going to be doing. So, you know what? He's not going to mind it going a little wider either. And, you know, that's what the guy stuck it out for, and he probably plans on doing more. So you have to realize he's entitled for more. You're entitled for that much. Now, Hechzik again. So, Hechzik po ba arba al arba. And if he wants to now make, now that he had the, went out four tefachim, now he wants to make the ledge wide four tefachim, he can do that too. And he, now the owner of the chatzer can't build anything underneath that airspace of that whole area. Unless he leaves him how much? He leaves him 10 tefachim from beneath the ledge, because that's as much airspace as he's going to use. Any clothes is going to hang, it's not going to go more than, that's 40 inches. That's a long distance down. That's how much airspace he gets to have. So that comes out. So now if he moves it outwards, lengthwise, four tefachim, now he gets four tefachim length and four tefachim wide. That's quite a bit. All right, that's the end of the ledge issues. Now we're going to move on to the ladders.
If every night he nudges it out an inch, is that okay? Like every night he just...
The guy could stop that. If he noticed, if he let one inch, one tefach go. He let one tefach go. Okay, he's got a chazuk for one tefach. Next day comes another tefach. Well, the guy should make a protestation.
Like,
listen, the one tefach was okay, two tefach not.
Is that like moving over a battery line or that kind of thing?
You can, listen, you could do whatever you want until the guy tells you not. It's illegal. But if you do something illegal and the guy doesn't say anything, that means he's moichel. That's all.
No, but he's doing it.
But listen,
when do you have to stop him? The first one?
You stop him when you don't like what he's doing. Usually, a homeowner takes a look at his house. You know, he's not gonna. You know, we're not talking about where a guy went out of town for 2 weeks and he extended. The guy's seeing what's going on. How does the guy see what's going on? He said, "Oh, you added another tefach." Well, that's too much, Mac. I'm only giving you the one tefach. If he lets two go, and now he sees me with three, oh, I see you're making yourself real heimish. You know, it's the point where the guy says, I don't like it. And if you just let it go, and you're not a confrontational guy, you can lose a lot from that. Unless you don't care. A lot of people, some people don't care. What is a tefach going to bother me? But some people does care. You are entitled, when the house has already been built, that the guy shouldn't be doing you any hezek ria, because that's what this does. Obviously, the guy built a ledge for a reason. I mean, we don't build ledges for reasons. We do it for aesthetics. Like, I don't know. I've never thought of the reason what the ledge does in my house. Maybe there's some architectural reasons. But do I really care if there's a ledge, a little ledge going outside the window?
Oh, it's for the water to get out.
I don't know. But anyway, but in those days, if a guy built out a ledge, he doesn't do it for the heck of it. He plans on using that ledge for something, right? So once I see you putting a ledge, that means, you know, I expect to see some laundry there the next day or something else. So the guy would want to stop that usually, but if he doesn't, he lets it go. Okay, the next one halacha, Dalet, is going to deal with ladders. Now let's think now. The guy's got the house here, he's got the chutzah here, and the guy would like to just put a ladder on the guy's chutzah. The ladder's going right up to whatever. Let's say it's a little porch that was allowed to put in whatever. He wants to put a ladder sitting right over here.
This is permanent. It's not
just not a permanent ladder. It's a ladder he could move, but he's just letting it stay there.
Okay.
Right? So we'll see what the... So the halacha is going to depend on how large the ladder is, number one. There's a lot of issues. I can't get to all of them in one introduction over here. Now, obviously, the first problem, the Rambam doesn't talk about it, but it's assumed. Now, let's think about it. You put the ladder over here. How is the guy in the house here going to get to that ladder?
He's got to go through his property.
He's got to trespass on my property. So if the first thing I could say is, what are you doing on my... Bro, how did you get the ladder onto my property? So he could clearly say, well, yeah, I guess he could have lowered it down the window. You know, but the guy, let's put this way. What is he going to do with that ladder? He is going to ascend and descend that ladder, and by making use of squatting and walking all over my property. Now, we have to assume that the owner is letting him do that. Now, the owner could say, get your feet off my property and take your ladder out and get the ladder out of here, right? And so, I don't want you. Well, if a guy just wants to walk on my property, he's not allowed to walk on property. So the assumption is that he was letting him walk on the property. That's the assumption, because that's really the first question. I was like, what's the guy even doing on the property? But the assumption is, let's assume he allowed him to walk on his property. He didn't bother, you know, when he would come. So you know what happens? You let him walk on the property. You know, let's say here's where the front door is, right, of this house, right? And he always worked over here. So for, and let's say his house, you know, there's no entrance from this way. So he figures that instead of going all the way around the block and this and that kind of front door, oh, if I just cut through my neighbor's yard and I'm right by the front door. And let's say the neighbor let him. He let him. You know, he could say you can't, but he let him. And I guess he got a chazaka for that, right? It has to be, that has to precede this case, or else the case doesn't even begin. You understand what the word?
You have to get the ladder there.
Because how you can't, forget about the ladder. We're only going to talk about the ladder, but how's the guy allowed to be on the guy's property? That the Rambam doesn't even talk about that. So we have to assume, that commentaries say, is that somehow the guy was allowed to be on the property. So let's say it started off. Do you mind if I walk through your property to go to the front door? He says, oh, fine. I'm a nice, good Samaritan. Yes, go ahead. Fine. So he does that. He says, you know, it'd be a lot easier for me if I just put a ladder right over here. I don't even have to come to the front door. I just go to the ladder and go up there. Now we're going to talk about the ladder. Okay, we're not dealing with the issue of him allowed to walk on the property. That's assumed that that was done, or else there's nothing to talk about. So now the question is, at what point does he have a chazak on the ladder? Hamamid sulam katan she'ein lo arba choskim. If the guy sets up a ladder that does not have four rungs. Now, the Rambam doesn't talk about how long, and I assume there was a standard amount of, usually the rungs is the space between 1 foot and the next. So I guess whatever the rungs are on the ladder, I guess you're not going to have a rung that far away from each other. It's got to be standard the feet. I know probably a foot. I don't know exactly, but it's probably common number. So if it doesn't have four rungs, so it's a pretty small ladder. So if he puts it beside Koslo, next to his wall, besol chaser shechaver, but in the other guy's chaser, so he's leaning the bottom of the ladder is on the chaser, and the top of the ladder is on the wall of the guy's house. Okay. Or let's say it's not a chutzer, but it's a field, a guy's field instead of a chutzer. Same idea, it doesn't really matter. All right. Lo hechzik benezek zeh. He has no chazaka on this, even if the guy says nothing, because since it's small, the owner of the chutzer is not going to be particular, he's not going to make a big protestation, and the silence doesn't mean anything, because it's not that damaging to him. That's how the rabbis understand it. It's not that damaging, but certainly at any time he could say, get your ladder off. He could have said it from day one, but since it's not such an intrusion as much as a window opening up into your thing, like in the last chapter, or a rung sticking out in your thing, this is less intrusive, says the Gemara. So the fact that I don't say anything doesn't mean I let it go. And doesn't mean you have a chazakah. And therefore, the owner of the land can throw him out at any time he wants. Now, why would the guy want to throw him out? Because he wants to build a shack, whatever, there, and the ladder's right in the way. So now, if he wants to use it, then umavatl tashmisho, and he nullifies the use of the ladder. But he can't let it, he can't just stomp, throw it out if you don't have a reason. That's important. Because it's such a small thing. It's just a ladder hanging against the thing. Now, unless you got a good reason. Let's say the boys are playing baseball and it's in the middle of second base. Okay, then that's a different issue. But generally speaking, we assume it's a little ladder. It's not going to do much. But if I plan on putting a shed over there, well, then I can tell you. But Stamos, why should it bother? If I'm already letting him go through my field, okay, so what's a little ladder going to matter? So since it's not a huge thing, the fact that I don't say anything doesn't mean I'm moichel on anything. And if I ever really need that area, I can tell you to go. But if I don't need it, then why should I tell you to go? If I don't go to that part of my chutzer anyway, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't care for it right now. So why shouldn't I let him have that benefit? If I've already let him go into my field. Now, if I didn't want him to go into my field, then he's not going to even start with the ladder. If I let it go through my field, I'm already being nice enough to do that. So if he wants to put a ladder there, it's not really imposing anything upon me because I usually don't need it. Once I will need that area, I can say, sorry, I need the area. Now you got to get rid of the ladder. And that's reasonable.
The ladder's non-permanent. It's like it's movable.
Right. That's number one. However, let's continue. But what's a big ladder now? Sheshbar Bochos, so that's got four rungs or more. Oh, Yosser. Then that array is considered an intrusion because it's coming out a bigger angle. It's coming more into my field. So now, I lost the place. So now, Hechzik, he does have a chazaka. The owner would have to protest immediately because that's an intrusion. And if he doesn't protest, then he's allowed to have a chazaka to keep the ladder there. Now the guy wants to build a shack after he did not protest and get rid of that ladder. Balasula Makamalov, the owner of the ladder says, no, you can't move my ladder, Achi Yarchik Kashir, unless you move your shack a distance away that I can now use my ladder. Sherei Mochel, because you already were Mochel, right away, Lola Hamid Sumga, you let me put up a big ladder. So if you see the guy, you've been nice to let the guy go through your field, and now he's putting up a huge ladder, you better say something right away. And if you don't, that means you've allowed it to happen, and now the guy's got all the rights with the ladder. Now you want to put a shack up there, you're stuck. Now the inverse will also happen. Lafiko, therefore, now that we've said these two rules, Kishiyovo Baal Hagag Lahamid Sulam Godol. So if the guy wants to put a big ladder up initially, the owner of the courtyard can protest. Why can he protest? So the guy won't develop a chazakah. A big ladder is encroachment. And now the owner of the field can definitely say, I don't want it there. However, but if it's a small ladder, and smaller does not imply permanence, and if I ever do need the area, I can toss him out, because it's no mechila on the small ladder. So now, and let's say I don't need that area right now, then Ein Yochum, now the owner of the field cannot stop him from putting a small ladder, because I can always throw him out when I need it. And why don't we say, well, I just don't want it to be there, it's bothering me. No. Shariyom v'selib, Ein Lech have Sebelit. You have no loss by letting the guy put the ladder on your land. Kolzman Shetirza, and whenever you really need it, then Titlena. If you really need it, the guy will move it. You'll tell him to move it, he'll move it. Now, okay, you might say, I have a really nice Kentucky green grass, and he's got these two bottoms that are sticking right into the grass. You know, nice fancy grass. What did I say? I meant Kentucky blue. Did I say green? I meant blue. Whatever. So I got a really nice garden, you know, nice lawn. And you're going to put that ladder in, and you know, when you take it out, it's going to be two big plotches of earth. I don't like it. You're damaging my beautiful grass. Well, then that would be a legitimate thing. But Stamosle, they didn't really care about that. So if the guy puts a little ladder and it's not bothering you now, you don't have to say anything now because you can always throw him out if you need it. If you don't need it, why should you toss him out? Question.
If the ground under the ladder gets really muddy and the owner of the ladder falls over and hurts himself, Does he have any responsibility to maintain the land under the ladder?
Who, the boner of the chutzner?
Yeah.
Certainly not, because he's not even using that area. Okay. That's it. The guy's made it at his own risk.
As far as the small ladder goes,
yeah.
If you've never given him permission to go on the parade in the first place, you never encounter this issue where he's allowed to put
That's
the
right. That's why I prefaced.
If you're a nice guy, you could get yourself into a situation.
So don't be a nice guy.
But if you
don't
see him walking in your silence, that gives permission?
If the guy's walking in your field and you notice it and
you
doing
see nothing.
Well, I guess one time isn't a major thing, but if he's doing it a few times already.
And you say nothing. I mean,
and you keep saying nothing, then it gets to a point, I don't know, the Rambam didn't mention that, but it gets to a point where he's going to have a chazakah. So you better tell him to stop, because if you don't tell him to stop, then he'll have a chazakah on that as well. Okay.